This is WHQR's communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
This is a comedy.
No.
This is a drama.
No. It's a dramatic comedy. How about that? Is that a good?
A dramedy?
A comma drama?
It's a showcase of life, and life has comedic moments and dramatic moments. If you're going to live day to day, you're going to run through all those things, and they definitely do.
Keepin' On Productions presents The Diary of Adam and Eve. Susan Otten plays Eve.
I feel like an experiment. I feel exactly like an experiment. It would be impossible for one to feel more like an experiment than I do. And so I'm coming to feel convinced that that is what I am. An experiment.
Brendan Carter plays Adam. He's not delighted about Eve's arrival in Eden.
This new creature with the long hair is a good deal in the way. It is always hanging around and following me about.
This play is Anthony Lawson's adaptation of Mark Twain's diaries of the first couple of the Old Testament. Director Steve Vernon appreciates the depth within Mark Twain's humor.
He's known as a humorist, but he's able to pack so much emotion within the humor. You know, he's not just a joke teller. I mean, he really paints these very lovely and visual images with his writing. And there's so much stuff in there that makes you chuckle or even laugh out loud. But almost parenthetically, there's so much in there within the jokes themselves that makes you appreciate the more emotional aspects of his writing.
Tell me about the Eve that you play.
She's fun. In the first act, it's all wonder and excitement and energy and love. And it's very innocent. And then obviously in the second act, which is after the fall, she's a little older and wiser. The second act really takes them through having children and growing old together. What if you took the story of relationships and how people meet and fall in love and grow and go through life together and set it as in the Garden of Eden as the very first man and woman ever?
And tell me about your Adam.
He's really kind of like a first child in that he's had all of this to himself for a whole day, I guess.
That's a good way.
And then suddenly there's this new person that he has to share all of his toys with, and he's not happy. He's very jealous at first. He just wants to be alone, and she's not having any of that. So he has to learn to share and love. I remember seeing it 5 or 6 years ago, and there were certain emotions that I felt while watching it. And then reading it now that I am married and have children, it's a completely different show. And different things are being touched on in my mind and in my heart.
I'll tell you what surprises me the most about the show, Gina, is how the actors are constantly finding more and more nuance. You know, it's written in diary form, but they're finding so many incredible moments, like within sentences, and so many emotional shifts. It's really fascinating to watch. And I love the whole storyline of, it's basically almost any relationship between two people who love each other, that moment of discovery. That moment of, well, that person kind of annoys me, all the way through forming an incredibly strong bond, and ultimately, what happens when one person has to let go of the other at the end.
That's director Steve Vernon and performers Susan Otten and Brendan Carter. The Diary of Adam and Eve, based on the writing of Mark Twain, is on stage at the Cape Fear Playhouse this Thursday through July 22nd. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.